This week's Rocket Football Podcast is sponsored by The Animal Practice and Dr. Stephanie Call.
Well, we're ready for week two of Rocket Football. Crittenden County will host the Warrior Bowl this week. Two nights of football this time. Friday night, Union County and Caldwell County will square off. Caldwell County is the number two ranked team in the state of Kentucky in Class 2A, according to the latest Kentucky Preps poll. Bluegrass Preps poll. Crittenden County on Saturday night. Now remember, Saturday night, this is a different night for Rocket Football. 7 p.m. kickoff will square off against Hopkins Central, a team that lost last week to Webster County 40-28. Of course, the Rockets are coming off a 37-6 victory over Fulton City. It'll be the first time this year that we played Fulton, and we'll play them again to end the season. Coach Starnes, I know it's been a pretty interesting week. A lot of guys recovering from some bangs and bruises, but it looks like everybody's back healthy. We're ready for the Warrior Bowl.
Yeah, and Chris, as you know, this is, I believe, about the sixth year for the Warrior Bowl, and I think it's going to end after this year. We're not going to bring it back. You know, we had problems with getting some teams to be able to play in the Warrior Bowl. So, because with the new alignment, Union County is going to 3A, Caldwell's going to 3A. So we had those two teams that were playing in it and contacted a couple other teams and be quite honest with you, some of the other teams didn't want to play Caldwell in the Warrior Bowl. So, we talked to Steve Carter, Union County, and he had his desire to play us during the regular season and Hopkins Central during the regular season. So, we couldn't put it together, so this is going to be the last year of the Warrior Bowl. But, it's been a great partnership with the National Guard. We appreciate their efforts in getting this and using their name for this Warrior Bowl. So, you know, we're excited about it. Union County and Caldwell plays tomorrow night. It's at 7 o'clock, and you know we're excited to be able to pay those each team that comes in here. We pay them $2,000, so it's like a home game for them, and it provides another opportunity for our fans to see a ball game, and gives us another home football game. And that's the reason that we did it. We were going to bowl games. And it was taking away a home game that we could possibly have for our fans. So we decided that we were going to put one together, and that way we could have extra home games for our fans.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Caldwell County being close, and Union County, same distance on the other side, right here, meet in the middle, and they'll bring a huge throng of fans over here for the Friday night game. So we'll be expecting a great football game as well. I know Union County had a bad injury this week with one of their better players, broke his leg, but I'm sure Steve Carter will still have a pretty good football team to take on the number two ranked Caldwell County Tigers. Hopkins Central, meanwhile, hasn't had a lot of success lately. They've hadn't won a game the last 2 years, and we played them last year, handled them pretty well in the Warrior Bowl, and then they start this season with a 12-point loss to Webster County. And I know you've looked at them on film. What does Hopkins Central look like? Do they look like a team that hadn't won a game?
Chris, really they don't. Marshall Enoch is a product of Crittenden County. I think he was here. He went to school here, graduated from here. So he understands what it takes to play football, and he does a good job with them. And they're just a smash-mouth football team, and it seems like that they've improved. I know that watching the film with Webster County, that there were two or three plays that could have been the difference of a ball game, and was the difference of maybe Hopkins Central beating Webster County. But they're going to come in, they're going to run the football, they're going to play smash mouth, they're going to try to control the clock, and it's a lot like what we do and what our game plan is. So they don't look like they're. They're 0-for team, so they can come in and they can beat us if we don't take the challenge that we put before the players this week and getting better and doing our jobs and our assignments and our responsibilities. And to answer your question earlier, we did this week get the players back. None of them is going to be out because of injury, so they're all back. We had Dylan Hicks with his knee; he's back. And in fact, we had kicking yesterday, and he did a great job kicking a football. And Travis Fitzgerald with his rib, he's back. He has no issues with it. And Shelby Robinson with his knee, there was no issues with that as well. So they just tweaked him a little bit, and they're back and they're ready to go. We had a great week of practice, and you know it's been hot, and we've had to regulate our practice. We've had to cancel and go inside. One day this week, and the other 2 days we've had to modify our equipment, and we haven't been able to go out in full pads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe today we can, but you got to watch it because 2 days before a game, you know, you really don't want to beat the players up. So it's interesting, but we did challenge our players and watch the film and showed them that they're very capable of beating us if we don't take care of our responsibilities.
Let's talk a little bit about the heat index. The KHSAA has a new rule. It's not new. It's been in effect now several 4 or 5 years, I think. But when the heat index reaches 100, I believe is a threshold, 100 to 104, you'd have to take off your helmet, shoulder pads, if you can take them off and practice safely. And if you have to have that for a game, it's disallowed. So anything over 100, you can't even play a game, right?
You can't start. Yeah, you can't start a game because you can't modify your equipment during the course of a game.
But you can practice when it's 100 to 104.
You can practice from 100 to 104 as long as you modify it. You're mandated from 95 to 99 to give 10-minute water breaks every 30 minutes and provide ice bags or ice towels for them in the event that they need it. And then take equipment off as needed, and when you can, it's a recommendation. But when you get to 100, I mean, you have to take off some, modify your equipment some way, and you can't do that for a game. And that's why people were saying that it's 100, the threshold's 100, yeah. But it's not, it's 104. Once it gets to 104, above 104, then we have to cancel practice
period. Can't do
anything. And you can't even go inside if the inside facility doesn't have an air condition. So.
Yeah.
We're regulating, and it's been hot, but it's been that way for everybody. So
yeah.
It's not just us, and we can still get some work done with just helmets and shoulder pads like we have been. And mm-hmm. we had to watch them and actually cut practice short the last 2 days because of the heat index.
Mm-hmm. One other little thing let's touch on is a Saturday ball game. So you're out of your routine. It's a little different. It's kind of almost like a homecoming week in a way because you have to change the way you prepare. What do you do with the kids on Saturday morning? You bring them in early, or you just leave them on their own? I know a lot of coaches.
We do things differently. I'm going to see if I can provide breakfast for them, so we can bring them in early at some point somewhere, just to make sure that they get up and
get going.
And what our fear is very simple. It's not understanding what they need to do on Friday night, getting a good night's rest to play on Saturday. They're teenagers, and you got them. You know, a lot of them like to stay up, and I know when I played, and when you're off of routine, you know, it just throws you off all the way, and so we try to make it as routine as possible and keep it as routine as possible. But you know, just like today, we're going to go out and do a regular practice today, and Friday is our special teams practice as it would be Thursday during the course of a week. So you just have to watch them, and you just have to do the best you can, and the players have to understand they have a responsibility to be ready for the game, just like we coaches mm-hmm. try to prepare them to be ready for the game.
And, of course, next week is an off week, so this is a good week to have a Saturday game because you would lose a day of preparation there from a normal routine on a Friday night. I know you guys exchange films and watch film and things on Saturday. And then, Monday's a holiday, so you would have been off on that day as well. Now, a lot of times y'all come in and you're raising your eyebrows at me. But
it's football. Yeah. What do you mean off?
but we are fortunate to have next week off, an open date, so you don't have to worry about squeezing everything into fewer days. So that's good. Now, Coach Wheeler, I know you've looked at some film on these guys. Hopkins Central's coming in here, and we've talked a little bit about this De'Avion Wilson. He'll wear number 12 on his jersey, and apparently he's a pretty tough runner. 32 attempts, scored 4 touchdowns last week against Webster.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our film last year when we played Hopkins Central, he came in later in the game, and I don't know if just because he had fresh legs or not, but I was very impressed with him. Number 5, I think Pearson's his name, and he ran hard. And then when we get the film of Webster County, if you just watch the film, you take a few things out. I mean, I thought Hopkins Central looked really, really great in that. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge for our defense to stop both of them and how they run, especially their fullback runs really hard. Their offensive line does a pretty decent job. So, you know, as we said at the beginning of the week, it's going to be a battle, and hopefully that we can fix a lot of our mistakes that we made last week defensively and shut them down.
Yeah, the Pearson boy last week against Webster rushed for 57 yards. His name is Keontae Wilson, and he does wear number 5. One thing, it looks, just if you look at the statistics, and if I remember correctly from last year, we don't have to worry too much about him throwing the football.
No, you don't, but, I mean, with that quarterback, it seems like Hopkins Central always has a quarterback that can run the ball, and they always run it at the most unopportune times, you know, wide side of the field when you're least expecting it on a keep or something like that, and they throw it just enough to keep you honest. But, you know, we're hearing now that maybe the weather conditions on Saturday night might be advantageous for our Rockets, so hopefully it is, and you know, we'll be able to shut them down. But I just think this week defensively, Coach gave us extra time to go over the film to see what we needed to fix, because we weren't pleased at all with our tackling or lack of tackling last week. You know, we had 18 missed tackles, and it was actually probably a whole lot more than that on film. But our kids, you know, their football IQ was getting up there. They watched the film, and I think we're going to fix a lot of our mistakes that we made last week. And so hopefully our film session next week will be a whole lot better.
The Pearson boy is also a pretty good defender. Noticing the statistics on the KHSAA website, he had nine solos and one assist last week for 10 tackles. Pretty good night against Webster. I assume he's a safety or
linebacker
or something. Okay, linebacker. Then they've got a couple other kids that showed up well in the stats. Kendall Jackson, number 46, and Jakar Bell, number 75. I guess he's a tackle.
Yeah, he's a defensive lineman, does a great job, very tough.
Yeah. I mean, both those teams are very improved from last year. I mean, it was the film we had on last year, it was just kind of a typical game, but this year they both looked really good. So I know we have them both on our schedule, and Hop Central just happens to be the first one coming up, but it's going to be a pretty tough game for us.
And you know, and like we said, we think that it's going to be like two heavyweights slugging it out, standing in the middle of the ring, toe to toe, and the last one standing is going to win the ball game. And that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to play smash mouth football with them, and they're going to play smash mouth football with us. So, you know, hopefully in the end, it's the ones that take care of their responsibility, do your jobs, you know, and beat them on the special teams.
Weather could be a factor. They're calling for some storms, I think, Saturday night.
And
mudders.
Yeah, and we are mudders, and we enjoy that. You know, we have fun out there when it's raining like that. So we're gonna do a wet ball drill today and make sure that we get the exchange from the center to quarterback and from quarterback to the running back and prepare for it as best we can.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we had a new starter last week under center, Nick Castiller. Evaluate a little bit of his play. Everybody centers on a quarterback, and everybody likes to talk about the quarterback. Nick's a junior and pretty good athlete. What did you see?
You know, I thought it was a typical first start from an athlete that comes in. I think they're a little bit nervous. I think a little bit of nerve showed Friday night. You know, he knew that he underthrew the first ball of his first pass in the game, which you know, could have been resulted in a touchdown at that point. And you know, I just felt like that he made a couple errors that normal young quarterbacks would make. And sitting there watching the ball when he hands it off instead of carrying out his fakes that could help us out. So, but overall, I thought that he managed the game well. I thought he did a great job of managing the game, and I thought that he had control of it. And that's what you want out of a quarterback. And so we expect him to be better from here on out. And I'm going to tell you, he's very capable. It's just a matter of confidence in himself. And he'll tell you that he was very nervous going into that game. And so he just has to settle down and understand that we have all the confidence in the world in him, and he's going to have it in himself.
He finished last Friday night 4 for 9 passing for 95 yards. Not too bad, really, when you look at the history of Crittenden County quarterbacks and statistics. You know, and we talked about, you mentioned you'd like to throw the ball when you want to throw it and maybe catch them off guard like you did early and tried in early in the game.
I think there was a couple drop passes there too.
Could
have been 6 for 9 on it with another extra score.
Mm-hmm. Anything, anybody else that that's really caught your eye so far this young, very young season at this point? I know you had mentioned Adam Beavers maybe at tight end and end.
I thought after the game watching the film, I thought there were two of them that I thought really stood mm-hmm. out to us that proved that they can be at the varsity level and provide some relief for the players that are out there, if not challenged for a starting position. I thought Adam Beavers was one of them. You know, you watch him, and he knows what he's supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do. He blocked, and that's what we have him in there for is blocking. Not that he can't catch, but you know, really, when we go to that eye back, the backfield pro set, the tight end is mainly a blocking tight end for us. So he'll do that this week, and did a great job Friday night. And the other one I thought was Gary McConnell. Gary McConnell, I thought grew up a little bit, and I was talking to Mike last week, and you know, and we made a statement to Gary that, you know, that Gary will be a factor in this program when the light comes on, and the light has to come on. And I told Gary, you know, after the ball game, I think this week that the light switch is on. It came on, but right now it's just flickering, and it's got to mm-hmm. stay on. So he's got the tools, he's got the ability to do it. He just had to understand that he has to take it serious, because I don't know if he is. But we saw some improvement this week in practice, I think, because of confidence, and I think that'll do it for him. But he understands now that if he goes 100 miles an hour and he continues to improve, then he can be a factor on this team at a varsity level. So right now we have confidence in him to back up both guard spots and defensive end, because they play quite a bit, he and Adam Beavers.
And that's very important, I know, to the coaching staff, because in the preseason when we talked, the line was where you were very thin.
Yeah, and we needed that to happen. Yeah, we needed him to step up and do that, and as we need others. There's a couple others that we're looking at that we need to step up, and you know, whenever they do, they'll be factoring in as well. But we're not going to put somebody in there that we don't have confidence in.
Well, we have confidence in the Rockets, off to a 1-0 start on the season, beat Fulton City last week, and now we turn our attention to the Warrior Bowl and Hopkins Central. Another team's kind of down on its luck, but as Coach says, maybe a little better than some of the statistics and history indicate. Any closing comments, Coach Wheeler?
No, sir.
Coach Stone?
Yeah, you know, we'd like to thank the National Guard for their partnership in this Warrior Bowl, and also like to thank AeriVac that's going to bring in the game balls on Friday night as well as Saturday night. So, you know, we think it's a great partnership with them, and I think it'd be something that the fans will enjoy. And we just say come out and support both teams, all four teams, and especially on Saturday night when we take on Hopkins County Central.
All right, we do want to thank our sponsor for the podcast, the Animal Practice on US 60 West, out where the old drive-in used to be. Most people know that landmark. Dr. Stephanie Call. So whenever you've got a sick animal of any sort, or just regular routine type things for your pets, please check out Dr. Stephanie Call at the Animal Practice. All right, good luck, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.